always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. New Orleans is getting back on its feet after this week's deadly truck attack. Bourbon Street has reopened. Vonnie Cochran is a proud resident.
We are here to just celebrate our city and come back. You know, we're not going to let this shut us down.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has the latest on the investigation into the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar.
The FBI says he posted five videos to social media in the hours before the murders, including one claiming that he had joined ISIS prior to the summer.
He had also planted two improvised explosive devices on Bourbon Street, but didn't detonate them. The FBI believes Jabbar acted alone. His brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, says they had not seen each other in 6 months.
Everything was just how he had always been with me and around the rest of his family, you know, full of love, well-mannered, well-tempered, helpful.
He says the attack was completely out of character for his brother. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thew in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Chief Kyle Walker asks that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thew contact police immediately. Virgil is wanted through the Wisconsin probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. The headliners for this year's Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point have been announced. The 41st annual celebration will take place on July 3rd through the 5th at Pifner Pioneer Park. On Thursday, July 3rd, Little Texas will play. Friday will feature co-headliners Armchair Boogie and Crown Jewels, a tribute to Queen. And Saturday will be Brass Differential. Fireworks are scheduled, as always, for Saturday along the Wisconsin River. This free, family-friendly event will have three stages of musical entertainment and activities. Additional performers will be announced as the event approaches. One lucky person in Wisconsin Rapids bought a winning lottery ticket at the BP on 8th Street South for the New Year's Day drawing. The winning numbers were 2, 6, 7, 11, and 22. The Big Badger 5 jackpot is worth $109,000. The winner has 180 days to claim their prize from the official draw date. Badger 5 is drawn daily at 9 p.m. Ruby's Pantry will be in Marshfield this Saturday. They'll begin at 8:30 a.m. at the Marshfield Fairgrounds. There is no income or residency requirement. The cost is $25 per share. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Friday edition of the show. We're here to get you ready for the weekend and join our good friend Brittany Merlot talking Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Are you ready for the first weekend of 2025?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
We're going to need all of that energy to stay warm through it all.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yes, temperatures right now are at 11 degrees, but it feels like 5 below 0 already. And those winds are only going to get feistier throughout the afternoon. So a breezy day with wind chills slapped on high temperatures that are only going to be climbing to about 15 degrees. So what you should dress for and expect as you head out the door today is really feeling more like zero. So it's going to be a cold one. It'll definitely be feeling more near negative 15 overnight and through early tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same thing, feeling like 0 degrees. But it'll be bright, beautiful, and super sunny throughout tomorrow and into our Sunday morning before some clouds start to push in. And then some warmth. We actually hit the 20s for Monday. So a pretty calm but cold weekend ahead.
That's not terrible.
No. Try to keep the outdoor activities to a minimum, maybe, unless you're doing things outdoors activity-wise. And certainly keep our furry friends and our seniors out there in mind throughout the weekend, everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Stay warm, bundle up. Don't forget about frostbite as well. It can happen pretty quickly, especially early in the morning.
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah.
Keep the skin covered.
Yes, yes. I'm living proof of that. My toes and my fingers have basically no feeling in them. please listen to Brittany, everybody, please. And keep that in mind. And Brittany, you stay warm, too, okay?
Thank you so much. Will do. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us all week long and all year long. She'll be with us. Melissa and I got a bunch of fun to get to today. We got about 5 hours of show to cram into 2 hours today. We're gonna have fun doing it. We'll see if we can pull it off.
All right.
We have got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. We also got our Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's coming up.
Woo-hoo!
Looking forward to all of that. We will also get into, in this hour, a couple of other fun things. Animals get drunk too, it turns out. We'll be touching on that. Got that one coming up for you a little bit later. Google's top Is It Weird searches of 2024. That is coming up as well. We're going to be joined to kick off the 9 o'clock hour by Chris and Lucas from the Tri-City Curling Club.
Cool.
Looking forward to that there. I've got some fun stuff going on over there I want to get into. Also, some entertainment news. And before we wrap up, we have to dive into America's favorite sandwich.
Yes, we absolutely do.
We have the new list out for 2025 here for that. I want to hear from the audience and, you know, hear what you like, what you agree with, what you disagree with. What is your favorite sandwich? How about this, Melissa? What would Wisconsin's sandwich be? You know, we have a state bird. We have a state, cheese, all these things. What would our state sandwich be?
Well, you know, it depends on that eternal argument. Is a brat a sandwich?
We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. We'll also wrap up talking schedule, some good stories of the day, and plenty more for you. Want to make sure we get into the newsletter as well, Melissa. I had a new edition of that come out. Want to touch on that one. But all
absolutely.
I actually want to get into some news with you a little bit, because you touched on this during your news break. Nice work, by the way, as always. Wanted to touch on Wisconsin Rapids winner winning the lottery.
Yeah.
As Melissa told you in her news break, as you heard, a big jackpot. We're talking $109,000.
That's a chunk of money.
That really is. There's no getting around that. Now, privately, I would like to speak to this person directly and say that, you know, I have some great investment opportunities, have a great one-man show I've been working on, and that kind of thing.
Because that person that won now suddenly has a whole lot of friends.
Absolutely, including me. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Were you the one that bought the ticket, James? Is this all a cover-up for the fact that you won and you're now rich and famous?
I'm gonna be honest with everybody. That is exactly what I would do. That is 100% what I would do. Melissa knows me very well, and yes, that is 100% what I would do.
Who won it? Gee, I wonder. I don't know. Maybe they should, you know, like, I'm their new best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yourself, James.
I will say that is not a situation I have any idea how I would handle.
Buy lottery tickets. That would be the first step.
That's a fair point. It's a very fair point.
And you'd have to be paying attention when the numbers were drawn. This one gets drawn daily. That's a lot of commitment.
It kind of is. I feel like it kind of is. Like, I guess I'm pretty good at keeping up on the weather. And that's one of the, you know, and certainly we have to with news, with we're in the content business and everything.
Right.
But for the most part, that'd be one of those things I would probably miss. I'd be like, oh, dang it, I forgot to check that.
Well, 180 days. No, it's all you have from the draw date.
I think that part's interesting too. Yeah, I don't know.
That is a long time.
Is that common knowledge, you think? Because I did not know. I don't think I knew that exactly. Well, the specific date. I think I knew that you had a certain amount of time.
And that's specific to this particular lottery ticket, to my understanding, Badger 5. I don't know if it's different for every lottery ticket. I have no idea.
Well, I just wanted to touch on it again and recommit to the audience out there and remind the audience out there that we do serious comedy here, and we do a positive start to your day. And I know that there has been a rough start to the new year with some of the news out there. I want to make sure to remind people there are good stories out there, and I believe the good outweighs the bad. And a story like that, I think, is a good story. Whether it was you that won or not, that is only a good thing. We don't get a lot of winners here in Rapids for these big ones, you know? So I think that's kind of cool. That represents us and everything. And
there have been two others in Wisconsin in December that won.
Right on, yeah.
Which is cool. And not in Wisconsin Rapids, but still cool.
And while this isn't in Wisconsin, we travel close because we have an Iowa woman who kicks off our Friday monologue here. She had a particularly memorable Christmas when one of her gifts, a scratch-off lottery ticket, you guessed it, turned out to be $250,000.
Woo!
Darla Carpenter, 61, of New Hampton, told the Iowa lottery officials her husband gave her a scratch-off ticket for Christmas, and it made for a long night when she revealed the top prize, that she had won the top prize. Quote, neither of us slept last night. I still don't think it hit, but now I've got my picture and the check, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that would be hard to believe.
She said, dreams do happen, and it only takes one ticket. I just kept believing maybe one day that will be me. She said her winnings will make her more comfortable retirement in a couple of years, and they plan on giving to charity.
Good. That's awesome.
It's a cool story. It's a good story.
It is a cool story.
Good luck topping that next year. to the husband.
Right.
I don't know about other people, but, you know, come up with a good gift and you feel great about it and confident and you give it. And then the reality sets in that, okay, now top it.
But the thing is, he's going to be expecting a really nice gift from her next year.
That's like, I didn't think of that.
Table's turned, buddy.
I like the idea of all she does is just keep getting him lottery tickets every year. Just every year. But, hey,
just keep trying, buddy. Yeah, just keep trying. Maybe someday you could be like me.
I feel like these stories happen a little bit more than I realize, too.
People have to win. Somebody's got to win.
I mean, the giving of a lottery ticket as a gift, and it turns into a big winner, you know? That seems to happen more times than not. There was
those are the ones we hear about.
A guy asked a clerk to pick a lottery ticket, and he won $2 million. That one happened in Missouri just last month. A man told Missouri lottery officials he stopped for a gas at a Quick Trip station in St. Louis and ended up buying a $200,000 cash ticket thanks to the clerk's recommendation.
Right. Just pick one for me.
So is this the way to win? Just do it random? Just have a bunch of random stuff in there. The people that, you know, have, I'm going to use my kids' birthdays and these things. Is it better to just kind of do it randomly, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. Or having the I think if I read correctly in the release that the station that or the place that sold the ticket does get a little bit of a kickback when somebody wins.
That is cool. That is kind of cool.
That is cool. And 93% of this particular Wisconsin only lotto, the Badger 5, 93% of the amount raised goes to the winner. That's a pretty high percentage, considering.
Yeah, that is. And certainly those tickets help our states in taxes and everything. And so
help our economy.
Really, we all win in some ways when those get sold.
We do. But now, James, we need to start buying lottery tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that just needs to be a thing, apparently, that we do. But then also pay attention. That's a big commitment. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, and I don't even know how. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, I used to,
on 8th Street South at the BP.
Before we go to break, and I really would love to go to break on that note. That was great. I do want to send a shout-out to our USW Local 59 Boys and Sisters Club. They have their annual holiday party happening tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be at the boys.
It'll be at the Bullseye Golf Club. Their happy hour will be at 5. Dinner will be at 6. Social hour from 7 to 11. It is $10 a person, and you know that $10 helps the Brothers and Sisters organization. Nice. Our US Local 59 version. I actually worked at. I reached out. I want to say last month to the Boys and Sisters Brothers and Sisters Club. I worked with back in California, back in Santa Barbara, and they're all connected. So it was just reaching out, and they have their holiday party going on too. I thought thought that was unique. It's interesting. But check this out. We'll mention again before we wrap up the show and our good stories of the day. But the Brothers and Sisters, Deck the Halls with them, their annual holiday party happening tomorrow night at the Bullseye Golf Club. Shout out to Bullseye. Love our friends over there. Happy hour at 5, dinner at 6, social hour 7 to 11. Go ahead and get your tickets. You can find out more at bgcwra.org. bgcwra.org. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through a Friday edition of The Morning Show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Let's get into it. Let's shout out to our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them today, everybody. 250 West Grand Avenue, right here right in Port Edwards. Head on over there. Enjoy some great food, great people, great atmosphere, all those great things.
Mm-hmm. And they're open until 8 o'clock today, so you can get a fish fry.
Check that out. That thing is only getting more and more popular. Join our friends over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, and wish them a good morning from all of us, or a good afternoon, good night, whatever you're doing over there. Yes. We, of course, encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. Send them to us. You can hit us up, email us at info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, of course, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. And wish your happy birthday or anniversary right now, live with us on air.
We'd love you to do that, everybody. Go ahead and hit us up. We'll go ahead and take those throughout the whole show. You can go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We have just a couple of names on our list for the weekend here. So for Saturday, I need a one or a two, Melissa.
Two.
All right. And for same thing for Sunday, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, gives us our qualifiers so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we put the spotlight on an anniversary. Happy 55th to Dave and Janine Malcolm.
Oh, Dave and Janine, happy anniversary.
Dave and Janine, longtime owned David Harold's. A big thank you to them for that. Spent many a night over there back in the day. Appreciate Dave and Janine and everything they put into the community. And wishing them a happy 55th. And you're our qualifiers today.
Yeah, enjoy your anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. 55, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's a good number. We take a look at our Saturday birthdays and where we are going to wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Cooper.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy your day, Kel. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Clifford Eichhorn.
Happy birthday, Clifford.
Cliff is a great guy. I've known Cliff for a while. Cliff works over and owns Wisco Wellness in town
here.
Nice. Puts a lot into our community. We appreciate him and wishing you a good day, man. Have a good one.
Yeah.
And you're a qualifier. You can brag about that. I'd say brag about these things.
And go get pie.
You know, I joke about the bragging thing and everything, but I do think that it actually is a great way for you to promote the segment here, everybody.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to do that. And it's a great conversation starter. It's a great one. It's a good one.
And it's a chance to win some awesome food, because really you're not going to have a bad meal at El Cafe, no matter what you get.
There is very few things in life where, hey, just give us your name and you could win. Like, that's it. That's all you have to do is get us your birthday or anniversary, and you could win a free food from El Cafe, which is really cool.
No purchase necessary.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We wish a very happy birthday. January 4th. On January. Thank you, Pam, for putting this in here. I had this on my calendar, and I almost forgot. On January 4th, tomorrow will be when our studios here were first remodeled. It'll be our second year here, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 2 years it'll be that we've been in this new studio.
Yeah, which means 2 years ago, this tomorrow, I would have been in Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good memory, I bet. It's also a longing memory.
Maybe it helped me feel warmer this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not.
That's awesome, though. We've really, big shout out to Altman Construction, who did an amazing job on this building. Marcus and I, and worked with some others, Bob and some others, on the design of it and everything. And shout out to Heart of Wisconsin Media and Marcus and the gang over there in Adams.
Hope you're doing well, Marcus.
Yeah, wishing you guys a good morning over there. Don't listen to them, listen to us. But good morning. No, I'm joking. I hope that made him laugh. I hope that. We take a look at a Sunday birthdays, where we wish a happy birthday to Max Paulson.
Happy birthday, Max.
Enjoy your day, Max. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish on Sunday a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Donna Siegler.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Enjoy the day, Donna. Hope it's a good one for you. Great names on our list today. Just all great names. That's awesome. Great list. Thank you so much, everybody, for getting that to us. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for the weekend. And no, I did not get a chance to prep this. Dabney Coleman is 92 today. Oh, gosh, that's awesome. Dabney Coleman, of course, 9 to 5, the quote-unquote villain in 9 to 5, if you will. But I would like to reference Cloak and Dagger, a deep cut to all my 80s kids out there that got the
1984.
Chance.
1984.
Yes, yes. Oh, God. He was great in that. God, he was good in that. I can't remember who the kid was.
So many like really great things that were in. What was the kid's name? Davey?
Yeah,
Henry Thomas.
Oh, Henry Thomas. That's right. Henry Thomas was in it. That's right. From E.T.
Yes.
Yeah. Henry Thomas from E.T. That's right. Yeah. I loved him in that movie. That's one of my favorite. As a kid, I loved that movie. I don't remember a dang thing about it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, he was great in that one. Dabney Coleman, great actor.
Dabney Coleman, so many good. Tootsie on Golden Pond.
Mm-hmm.
My Date with the President's Daughter from 1998.
Oh, wow. I like to always, Mel Gibson is 68 today. And we'd be hard-pressed to not mention that he is a Oscar-winning director of Braveheart. Made me laugh a ton in the Lethal Weapon movies. Was a big actor in the 80s and 90s. Also an anti-Semite. Just throw that out there. Who's still working for some reason. I don't know why. Like, he's not that good. He's won some awards and everything, but that don't mean that you deserve to keep working. These jobs are a privilege. They're not a birthright. And I don't care how talented you are, you come out as heavy as he has against Jewish people, you shouldn't be working. As a one other side note, everybody, if we really do run Hollywood, why is Mel Gibson working? if Jews really did run Hollywood and everything, why would he still be working? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Now, the Jewish space lasers, sure, I'll admit to that. I've owned that one. But this one, that's a little out there to me. I don't know. Danica McKellar is 49 today. You may remember her from, of course, The Wonder Years. She was in The Wonder Years. She's also a math genius and has written and promoted a bunch of her own books and a New York Times bestseller, I believe.
And she's been in quite a few Hallmark Christmas movies.
Has she? Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Crown for Christmas, Christmas at Grand Valley, Swing into Romance, Coming Home Christmas, A Royal Date for Christmas.
Wow.
Sensing a theme here.
Yeah. Good on her.
But she's also cute as a button, so she should be in those movies.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's always been. And one of the better actors and rising actors there is out there, Florence Pugh, is 29 today. Hmm. A lot of people will know her, of course, from the Marvel Universe. She is Black Widow's sister in that one. We Live in Time has been getting a lot of reviews. Midsummer, a lot of people loved. She was fantastic in Oppenheimer. I did not see it, but my sister told me she was phenomenal. What got all this started for her was her performance in Little Women.
From 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just really, really good actor.
In the newest Dune movie, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was great in that.
I haven't seen either one of those yet. Have you?
Dune? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it worth a watch?
I liked them, but I cheat in these movies because I think the story is cool, the sci-fi is interesting and everything. I'm there for the actors. I love these ensemble movies. I love when every scene has like an A-list actor in it, and I'm just watching, you know, incredible actors do what they do. And you put them in a sci-fi world, when you get A-list actors that like a Javier Bardem or a Timothy Olyphant or Florence Pugh, these actors, they go all in. So they make you believe it. The one of the best things to ever happen to science fiction with Star Trek was the cast on day one, their first read through, all agreeing, we're all in. We're not going to do this tongue in cheek. We're not going to do it silly. We're going to make it believable. And that if the actors believe, the more the actors believe, the more the audience will. You have to have actors that are all in. And those Dune movies, they're beautiful movies. The special effects, the cinematography and everything is fantastic. I think they're worth watching, if anything, just for these reasons, let alone if you like the movies or the books or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Michael Stipe also celebrating a birthday today, lead singer and songwriter for REM. Let's see here. And there was another birthday I wanted to make sure to mention. Yeah, Greta Thunberg is 21 today.
Ooh, yeah, 21, that's it?
Yeah. Wow. This young lady has done quite a bit in her career, in her life, I should say. She was named Times Person of the Year 2019. And doing incredible work, whether you realize it or not, for all of us. Really.
Oh, she'll be 22 on the... She'll be 22.
Oh, okay. All right. I had her 21. All right.
She was born in 2003.
Okay. Yeah. Then definitely.
But still, wow.
Yeah. Just an incredible person. Encourage her to look into a lot more of what she's doing. And
did you know her full name is Greta Tintin Eleonora Ehrman Thunberg?
Oh, wow. Thunberg. No, I did. That's a great name.
The name.
That's a good name. And bassist John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin is 78 today. That's a great one. Great bass player. Zeppelin is not the same without him. Taking a quick look at Saturday birthdays and Sunday birthdays for January 4th. That's when Michael Stipe's birthday is. I'm sorry. Michael Stipe is celebrating a birthday then. Patti Loveless is 67 tomorrow. That's another good one right there. Let's see here. And there was at least one more one of them mentioned. Julie Armand is 59. Julie Armand, a great actor.
Yes, I like her so much.
She's very good.
There's so many good things she was in. I can't think of them until I see her face. Yes. The Legends of the Fall, Sabrina, First Night. She was in First Night.
Yeah, she was in First Night. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
And The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, I forgot
which
she was in that.
Which is such a good movie.
Dave Foley, also going to be celebrating a birthday tomorrow. He'll be 61. Kids in the Hall, News Radio. So many great things he did in his career. One of my favorites. I love Dave Foley. And then we take a quick look at Sunday birthdays for our celebrity list. And if it works for me, there it is. Okay. Let's see here. For it's still messing up on me here. famous people born on January 5th. Let's see here. We have, it is a thin list, Melissa. It is okay. A thin list. I thought I had some names on here. It's not giving me anything, so we're just going to move on. We'll just keep moving. But we do wish anybody, all of our celebrity friends and listeners out there, because we're huge in the celebrity community, all them, whoever celebrated a birthday on Sunday, a happy one. And our local celebrity is a great one. Enjoy and celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe, everybody. Go visit them today. They're at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. I wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We're going to get to our news break, our sports, check in with our partners. And when we come back, we're making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Right here on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A big endorsement for the head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Ben Winkler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Winkler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run for the party's National Committee. That includes the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. What began as a beauty pageant following World War II has turned into a position as the voice of agriculture for Wisconsin. The next Alice in Dairyland will begin in July, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is already looking for the next candidate. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, said she's excited to work with the top candidates applying for the position.
We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. Those will be opening on January 2nd, and so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
The position requires extensive travel throughout the state while promoting Wisconsin's agriculture industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland is not only about sharing the stories of agriculturists, but also inspiring the next generation to continue the legacy. Applications are now being accepted for the position of the 78th Alice in Dairyland and must be received by 4:30 p.m. on January 31st. You can find out more at aliceindairyland.com. The transfer site in the town of Rome will now accept many electronic items free of charge. This includes everything from computers and laptops to electric motors, microwaves, printers, and handheld electronics. You can see the full list of accepted items on their website at romewi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets, 113-110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game. And that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe the one-year anniversary of Matinair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 715-424-2600 or just use a touch or two from the Civic Media app. And just like that, you're going to win yourself a value pack from our adult meal and a kid's meal from our friends over at Culvers.
Awesome.
It's a sweet deal right there. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We love working with them. We've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate the gang over there having some fun with us and making new stars every Friday.
Absolutely.
And this is a deep cut, everybody. This may be one of the hardest ones we've ever done. Now, I'm doing this in part because we lost a big TV star this week, hint. So I thought this would be a fun one to do, and fun to kind of, in the first one of the year, do a little more of a tough one. Okay. Call up, get us your answers, 715-424-2600. Be our next star of the day. Here it is, everybody. Oh, let's see here. We got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Alice.
Yes. Woo! Nicely done. All right.
Excellent.
Yes. I did have a backup just in case, and I didn't need it. Thank you, sir, so much. What is your name?
Donald.
Donald. I thought so. Donald, how you doing?
Great. It's been a while, but we made it.
Yeah, it has been a while. And awesome. I appreciate that, sir. Appreciate you calling up. You knew that one, huh?
Kind of when you mentioned about the Linda Levin.
Linda Levin passed away the other day, or last week, and I thought it would be fun to do this one. And I appreciate you meeting me halfway on this because I wasn't sure how many people would remember the Alice theme song.
I like Mel in there, the cook.
Oh, man, he was great. Oh, was he good? Great actor, great show, great cast. Like, a well casted show and a lot of fun characters. Kiss my grits. Like, there are just some great lines from that show. It was a good one. Donald, thank you so much for listening, playing along, hanging on the line, going to get a little information from you, okay, sir?
Will do.
Thank you. You have a good weekend, Donald. That's fantastic. Yeah, we did lose Lavin last week, and I just feel like one of the more forgotten and not appreciated enough TV stars, or really theater stars. Linda won for Broadway Bound, I believe she won Best Tony for Actress in a Play. She was and a number of different great ones. She was great on Barney Miller. She had a recurring role in that I used to watch as a kid. Just a bunch of primetime Emmy. I believe she won in her career as well. A wonderful actress. And I thought it'd be a fun way to remember her with that theme song.
Absolutely.
And
a little of that back. I love the old TV shows, honestly. They're my favorite.
Yeah, and I'm with you 100%. And I love the old theme songs. They told you what the show was about. Like, we don't do that anymore. Now, you know, I kind of liked that. There was something that was fun to me about that. And I kind of missed that we used to do that with theme songs. That's a fun one. And it's a great theme and a great winner. Donald, we're going to talk to him off air. Be listening next Friday for an opportunity to be our next star of the day with our great friends from Culver's. Melissa and I will be back with more show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Here to make sure it's a good one for you and get you ready for the weekend. And we want to send a shout out to Donald and our friends from Culver's. Big thank you to them. I appreciate them. Appreciate all of our sponsors. Be a part of the team, everybody. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300, and sponsor any of our great stuff. It is one of the better things you can attach your business to.
Yes, because we love promoting local businesses.
Hit us up, everybody, 424-1300. Get in touch with our front desk. Pam will put you in touch with Ashley and get you a part of the team.
Yep.
A new study, Melissa, has found that you aren't the only ones who enjoy alcohol from time to time. Animals do, too. And I'm not talking about the beer your dog licked, off of the beer can or something like that. Mm. Research is complicated, but the idea is that animals that eat fruits and nectar enjoy a buzz from naturally fermented fruits. Even if we're talking like a 1%, version of this and everything, but that we're also talking about smaller bodies.
They're pretty small. compared to us.
The levels can get as high as 10.2 ABV in overripe palm fruit.
That's a lot.
That's,
I mean,
that's Saturday night. That's that. You're not having that on a Wednesday. If you're a monkey or something, you're like,
save it for a Friday or
yes,
Saturday.
Yes. And most of the time, the animals aren't actually trying to get it's an accident.
Inebriated.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's an accident that it happens. They're mainly attracted to the calorie high.
Mm, yeah.
But there are.
That is why you eat.
You know, as human beings, this is something. I imagine that cavemen and stuff that they might have, you know, gotten loose a little bit, but they probably didn't drink.
Well, I don't know, James. If you've read *Clan of the Cave Bear*, they would disagree with that.
my only point of this is that these need to survive.
Right. When you're scavenging food, you're getting what you can for calories, and that's the point.
Animals are in a very similar situation. There's not a lot. They don't have weekends.
Wild animals, there's nobody feeding them for the most part.
There's no happy hour in the wild kingdom. There's no. You are the happy hour in the wild kingdom. So, I mean, it actually makes sense that they wouldn't be trying to be inebriated. They probably can't afford to.
And this probably happens, you know, more at certain times of the year than others. Like, think about fall when the apples are starting to fall from the trees and land on the ground and start to rot. They're starting to ferment. So if they feed off of those rotting apples, they're going to get a little bit of a buzz.
Right. And especially with New Year's just happening, you know, they probably that too.
Right. Those frozen apples. It's the best kind, man. It's like an inebriated popsicle.
Hey, we're not the only ones that celebrate the new year. I'm sure animals will have rigged it in too. In a previous study, male fruit flies were found to increase their alcohol consumption after being rejected by a mate. Tell me about it.
I mean, you know, when you only got days to live, you might as well spend them how you want to.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to begrudge that one. And females of a close related species were less selective in choosing a mate after consuming ethanol.
It will lower your inhibitions, even if you're a fly.
Other studies have found that primates as well are aware of fermented fruit, and black-handed spider monkeys have been observed routinely seeking out jobo tree fruits, which were ripe enough to contain alcohol. But again, we don't know necessarily that they're, you know, searching for them for that.
Right. Maybe they just like the flavor.
Yes.
I like how it tastes.
Yeah. Which is something very few people have said about actual alcohol. Human beings have said it is an interesting article. I think that one of the things I take from this is certainly some of the comedy, of course, of it. Everything.
Right.
But also, you know, just one more showing of how connected we are with our animal, mm-hmm. you know, kingdom.
Yeah. And within the planet. I mean, we're all living here.
We're all a part of the same food chain, everybody. And all enjoy a good break.
relaxation.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good. And I don't know that necessarily there's a segue from that to this. But if anybody had not seen this article out of Central WI News, and at centralwinews.com, a Farmer Boy Creamery has created a fresh digestible milk in Dorshire.
Dorchester.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to live right next to there.
Yeah, I could have sworn I heard it that way pronounced. That's just me over-pronouncing it.
I mean, if we're in England, sure, guess, it'd be yeah, Dorshire, yeah, but no, it's Dorchester.
That's where that comes from. America's Dairyland is not just a nickname, but something that Wisconsinites and Wisconsin's business world and ag industry take very proudly. And the term is meant to encompass all. When it comes to our dairy land and making it milk accessible to everybody.
Yes. And because there are those of us who cannot digest it as well as others.
Yeah. This new milk is something that they're not only touting and saying that is amazing, but most people are saying, at least in the article here, that they can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty unique and pretty cool.
Yeah, my cousin shared this, and I thought it was really awesome. Because you know what? If I could drink regular milk, I absolutely would. Because I love it. I miss it. But I haven't drank regular milk since, oh my goodness, probably been solid 15 years.
And I feel for that so much. My daughter, as I mentioned, has struggled with this and everything. And I have a couple of friends who do as well. I think that it's something that the more we learn about, the more we can have understanding for, empathy
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and empathy for, because it's not like I don't want to.
Right.
I would love to.
and one other note on this too, I encourage people to do the testing on this because we talked about this on a couple of subjects recently when it comes to mental health and who has been diagnosed and who hasn't been. I do think this is one of those things that has been underdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in the sense of not everybody's been tested for it. So I feel like it's one of those things that it's healthy to know. It may not be something that you want to hear, but I think that it's important to know these things.
It is, but I would also say that it's not always possible to get tested because when I tried, they said at the healthcare facility that I went to that they couldn't do it because I was not a pediatric patient. Which wow. is unfortunate, and yeah. that speaks to our healthcare facilities and our healthcare system not being for the people.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That I can't just walk into a healthcare facility and say, I would like to know if I am lactose intolerant. And they're like, you're not a kid. Sorry. Suffer.
Yeah.
Figure it out yourself.
That ain't right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
That's a that ain't right story.
No, it took me years to figure out that that was my problem. Years of suffering.
Well, and then they wonder why so many of us are running around self-diagnosing or right. self-medicating or
exactly.
something like that. That's that doesn't lead to a healthier society.
No, and it's amazing. They've started to do studies on this, but the gut flora, the gut bacteria in our stomach and in our intestines is tied to mental health in ways that we don't understand yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're suffering because your stomach is upset and because of something you ate, it affects your mental health. I'm living proof of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, you're all subjected to it. You're welcome.
No. We appreciate it, Melissa. It gives insight to something I don't think a lot of us have. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the gang from Tri-City Curling Club. Chris and Lucas, I believe, are already here, so we may bring them on when we come back. We'll see if they're Ooh. Ready. We'll see
all
if
right.
they're ready.
Are we going to talk about curling hair?
Yes, it's all about that. No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I apologize. No, I have this. Oh, wow. All the prep I did for this segment is off. It's a curling club. No. We're talking curling club. Everybody in this area knows curling very well. So we're going to be talking about that and plenty more when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk the Packer-Bear matchup with Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clements. Then Rob Thomas drops by to talk movies and TV. Now that's a Friday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Good morning and welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Appreciate you being here and appreciate the gang that we have in with us right now from Tri-City Curling. I do want you guys to put your headphones on so you can hear Melissa, those that are going to be talking to me. They haven't figured out who's talking yet, Melissa. So okay. we'll settle that out and then we'll go ahead and dive right into the interview because we're going to be talking to Tri-City Curling. I do want to remind everybody, you can find out more about the gang at tri-citycurling.org. Tri-citycurling.org. Check out their website, bookmark it, and keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. We have Chris, Lucas, and Mitch with us. Mitch, I believe, is in moral support, though. It's going to be hanging in there for us and everything.
That.
Yeah, they need that. I could use that. In fact, Mitch, you got to stay for the next hour, too. I need that as well. Guys, thanks so much for being here. I did want to let the audience know we pulled this off at the last minute and everything, but we really wanted to get you guys on the air, so thanks for working with us on that. And let's dive right in to the event that we have coming up, because this is going to be a fun one, Lucas.
Yeah, so good morning. This is Mitch Wayne.
Mitch, I'm sorry. Yeah, there, Mitch, I got it all mixed up. I apologize.
No problem. So this weekend we have a open Bonspiel. Bonspiel is the term that we use in curling for a tournament. So this
you taught me that, Jeremy. Yeah, I'm just messing with you, man. But I remember you a little while ago talking about this.
Correct. So this Bonspiel, we have 12 teams coming from around the state. I think we've got a couple that are local from our club. This Bonspiel is open, as I said. So it's all men teams, all women teams, mixed, which is kind of the way a lot of curling's going now. Instead of the old school way was the men played and the women played, and now we just kind of open it up and get your friends together and come down.
That's cool.
Yeah, I imagine it really has helped the sport stay alive, keep relevant, and keep the people coming in and everything. We actually, interestingly, had our Scouting America in yesterday, and we were talking about scouting and how much that has gained popularity and gotten even bigger thanks to them really opening up where there's not necessarily boys and girl scouts anymore, but you have kind of both now. So it's a very similar thing. We're seeing this with a lot of industries, a lot of organizations now doing these things. And I don't know, it seems like a fun way to do it and also keep these things alive and relevant in our communities.
Yeah, yeah. So, Chris, do you want to talk a little bit about the tournament?
Yeah, if you can tell us a little bit about it, Chris, we'd love that.
Sure. Chris Peterson.
Hey, Chris.
I'm one of the chairs of the Tri-City Open. Like Mitch said, we have 12 teams, 10 teams outside of Tri-City will be represented. Games start at 8 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. The public is welcome to come in and watch games throughout the day or throughout the weekend.
Yeah, and we'll have people watching for visitors that show up, and we'll talk with them and talk about the game.
Do you need tickets for this? Need to get RSVP or anything like that?
Nope. Just come on in. And
come on by. Cool. Yep. Very cool. When it comes to events like this, too, for those out there, like my brother-in-law or anything that know curling inside and out and cannot wait for this event, or people out there that are new to the sport and would like to learn about it, we want to encourage everybody to come on down and check this out. Because something, Mitch, that I believe you talked about before is one of the things that you love about these events is being able to get new people to get interested in the sport and check it out and everything.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, with the advent of curling in the Olympics, a lot of people have watched it on TV, and it looks so easy on TV. Mm-hmm. It's very effortless and graceful when they deliver the stone.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks they can do it, and everybody can do it. Most of us don't look as graceful.
Yeah.
I would say, how many times do people fall over when they're doing that whole shuffle slide thing?
it happens.
Yeah,
because that would be me.
Yeah, yeah, me too. You keep in mind that those Olympians we're seeing up there doing it. They make it look easy because they're good at it. It takes work. It takes some time, but boy, is it worth it. My father, a huge hockey player, has my whole life talked very highly of curling and how a lot of retired hockey players like to get into curling to stay on the ice. There's so many advantages to this sport too. It's a great exercise. It's a great exercise without killing yourself necessarily in the gym or something like that as well. And the social aspect of it, especially this time of year where we don't get outdoors enough or maybe we don't get to see people enough. Here is a great opportunity for you to not only go out there, have a little exercise, but have some fun and meet some new people. Right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I did our Learn to Curl class 3 winters ago, I think it was. And there's a group of us that are still curling in Link Play now, and it's a great, like you said, a great opportunity to meet people, and maybe people in different paths that you maybe otherwise wouldn't come across. So, yeah, we have people that work in all kinds of industries, retired. It's just a nice community.
And when it comes to this too, it no matter who's out there listening, you know, you're welcome. Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. ages or any of these kind of things, and none of that is standing in the way of this. We come one, come all.
Yep. So where do I need to go tomorrow to see this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're kind of one of Wisconsin Rapids' best kept secrets. Mm-hmm. we're at 131 Hurley Street. So we're on the road along the river between Rapids and Port Edwards, mm-hmm. and I always tell people if you make that big curve and end up in Port Edwards, you just went too far. So turn around and come back.
So it's near the Firefighters Memorial, right?
Well, we're south of that, another half mile towards Port Edwards.
Yeah.
We're at the historical marker that says Centralia Dam.
Yeah,
there you go.
Go to tricitycurling.org to find out more, everybody. Tri-citycurling.org. And we're going to talk about this all the rest of the show. Make sure that everybody is get as many people down there as we can for this event, you guys. I really do appreciate you stopping by. Thank you very much for the time. I really do. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We'll have more show coming up for you, everybody, right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The FBI says the New Orleans truck attacker was inspired by ISIS, but House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green tells CBS Mornings Shamsuddin Jabbar had no direct contact with the terror group.
There were, ISIS-related messages sent out through their system. Hey, you know, go and kill Christians, go and kill... and those happen all the time. Are they direct to an individual? No. And in this case...